I just couldn't honestly say that we ever called calves.
Uh-huh.
We kept them separate from the milk cow, and he was always ready when you to nurse his mother,
right,
you know,
right.
And when we got her in ready to, well, he was there ready. Mm-hmm. We'd open the gate and he'd run in there, and we'd let him have what we thought of his portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna would stay in there and keep him away from, maybe give him one tit, you see, mm-hmm. to suck, or maybe two, depending on how much the cow gave. If she was a free milker, one would do him.
Oh.
And we'd just keep him knocked off of the others, or just put our hand up there and let him have the one.
Uh-huh.
But if taken two, well, we let him have one front and one rear to kind of divide it up. Mm-hmm. Then we got through, well, we pulled him off, put him back in through another door, see. But as far as calling them, I don't remember, you know, what we would call them or how. Didn't have to call them, they was there ready.
There was, yeah. Well, now, if you were plowing with mules or horses, what would you say to them to get them to turn left and right?
If you turn them right, you say G.
That would be right.
And turn them left, you say haul. Just that simple, and they learned it, too.
And they learned it. Well, how about if you wanted the horses up? If you wanted to urge a horse on,
get up, get up.
Well, now would that be when he's already moving or when he's standing still?
Either way.
Either way.
It's a command to get up for him to move, and if he's not moving fast enough, you get a little louder and a little firmer,
uh-huh.
and then
uh-huh.
might have to tap him with
uh-huh.
your whip.
How about if you want him to stop?
Just say whoa. He knows what that
and
means.
And he'd know that
she
too.
She knows what that means.
How about, was there anything you'd say if you want him to back up?
Just tell him, back up.
You say back up.
I used to tease my horses, and I'd say, oh, me. You know, and they'd just stop all of a sudden. I said, you didn't hear me. And man, they'd start out, see. But anything sound like, whoa, just stop right then, especially if they're tired, you know. And more so with mules, you know.
I classed mules
more like niggers, you know.
Oh, mules?
Yeah, they'd look like Hannah mules. Is are comparatively like a hand on a nigger and a horse to a white person.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
With their intellect and everything.
Oh.
Mules are always ready to kick you,
uh-huh.
or to hit you with their head, or run away,
uh-huh.
if they think they can get by with it, see.
Mm-hmm.
Or to walk slow, unless you prod them. It's just a whole lot like working niggers.
Huh.
Mules are.
I didn't realize working mules and horses was that different.
Yeah, that's why I always like to keep horses, because they would take training better and
uh-huh.
would respond quicker. And I just like to work horses.
How about if people...
I've had good mules.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, good, real good mules. But you get a few that's like some of these burr-headed colored people. They're just obstinate as all get out. So.
Oh. Really interesting. I didn't realize there was that much difference.
Just go show you what mules will do. And I never had a horse to do that. You'd have a and going down to the field, and we were speaking a while ago of the lanes that led into the
yes.
field.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you get into the field, you have what you call a turn row.
Uh-huh.
You might have rows of corn running here, see,
uh-huh.
and rows of cotton running here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you couldn't plow it all with the same plow, so you'd plow the cotton and you'd turn here and go back,
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
That was your turn row.
Turn row.
Well, when you plow out to this turn row, these mules have got to go far enough out that your cultivator will wind up here and plow the end.
Uh-huh.
And then they turn. But come close to 11:30, working mules, they'll get to where they'll turn when their head gets here.
Oh, really?
If you don't watch them. They'll start fudging, see? They've got sense enough to... Well, that's getting close to eating time.
Oh.
And
oh,
I've had mules to start braying. Horses neigh, but mules, they bray.
Bray.
Oh, you know, but about 11:30, they'll throw their heads around. You can see their eyes shining. They want to know if it's not about time to eat, see.